majority of companies which are large, stable, and seasoned enterprises engaged in continuous operations. Such businesses are strict-going concerns. That is, they are engaged in a particular type of operation to be financed in the future in about the same way they have been in the past. It is our view that an analysis that is useful for evaluating stable-going concerns is of limited help when applied to businesses involved even partially in what we call asset conversion activities, that is, mergers, acquisitions, or the purchase, sale, or distribution of assets in bulk, major financial restructurings, or recapitalizations, sales of control or contests for control, or the creation of tax shelter. And most businesses seem to be engaged, at least to some extent, in asset conversion. We believe it is necessary to distinguish between asset conversion analysis and going concern analysis. Our underlying thesis is that in both fundamental security analysis and corporate finance, a key element to be emphasized is financial position, measured by a concern's ability to have and to create liquidity, either from surplus cash or from other assets readily convertible into cash, such as a portfolio of blue-chip corporate stocks and bonds whose resale is not restricted, by an ability to generate surplus cash from operations, by an ability